world is going to end. There's a truthful statement for you. Eventually, the world will end. We will all be swept up, and God will create a new heaven and a new earth. Now, this is something, I don't know, some people are afraid to think about it. Some people actually have created this scenario that there's going to be this big, gigantic chastisement, and then everybody better dig a hole real deep. And, oh, you know, I think that's a lot of work, to tell you the truth. The better thing to do is just to be ready for it. I mean, how do you get ready for the end of the world? Well, I got to tell you something. Every single person who is listening to my voice is going to experience the end of the world. Now, before you go off and start spending all your money and maxing out your charge cards, keep in mind that death is your end of the world. And every single one of us are going to die. Now, we have to be prepared for that end of the world. There is going to be this great, beautiful moment when the resurrection will take place. And that is a fact. That is a fact because God revealed it to us. And besides, that's justice. That's justice. That God is going to raise us up and we will truly be in His own image and likeness. Now, along with the end of the world comes two basic realities, heaven and hell. Now, heaven and hell exist. Just ask anybody who's in hell, they believe. And why does heaven and hell exist? Why do they both exist? Why can't we just have heaven? Well, because you can't. You can't reject God and anything good and love itself and live in such a way that you destroy life itself and then expect to be in heaven for all eternity. That would be a greater hell. And I've mentioned this before. God created hell so that there would be a place for the soul to flee, to be away from infinite goodness, infinite love, infinite perfection, infinite mercy. Because once a person has rejected God, completely rejected God, the merciful, loving Father, they wouldn't at all want to be in heaven. For if you've rejected God in this life, you are not going to change your opinion or your mind in the afterlife. How you live is how you die. And so we have to prepare ourselves for what we are going to choose. It's a choice. Oh, believe me, no one's going to force anybody into heaven. And no one's going to force anybody into hell. And I really don't like the idea of people saying that, oh, you're going to go to hell. You know, the church has never done that. If you notice, we got a lot of saints in heaven, but there's no one in hell. The church has never declared anyone, even Judas Iscariot, as being damned to hell for all eternity. The church has never made a proclamation with regard to hell. But with heaven, we've got incredible numbers of saints in heaven. Heaven and hell, my brothers and sisters, is a choice. It's a choice to choose one of the two. If you want to go to heaven, you live for heaven. If you want to go to hell, you live for hell. What's the problem? Is God unjust simply because He gives you what you want? Of course not. God's justice is perfect. You can't fool the justice of God. You either want to live a heavenly life on this earth or you don't. But you can't complain. We can't complain and say, well, why would God send anybody to hell? God doesn't send anybody to hell. You send yourself there. Hell is an expression of God's merciful love. And heaven is an expression of His infinite mercy and kindness and goodness and power and majesty and truth. And so we are truly headed toward the end of the world, be it the end of the cataclysmic world, the universe as we know it, or the end of my world or your world. We got to be ready. We have to be ready, and that's why Jesus gave us seven sacraments. He gives us these sacraments to prepare us, to help us live as though we were already there. I'm not talking about some utopia. I'm talking about living that kind of knowledge and love and hope and faith that touches our lives daily in every place we are. You know, there are two types of people on earth. People who make hell for everybody and everybody. Listen, how many of us know of many people who do that? They walk into a room and there's a big cloud over everything. They try to make everybody as miserable as they are. They've already chosen hell. If you choose heaven, you're going to make people see it, feel it, know it. If you choose Christ, you're going to forgive your enemies. If you choose the truth, you're going to live by its standard. And the truth is Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus says. That means if we live that truth, if we follow that way, we will live that life now. Don't wait for heaven. Make it now. Make Christ live. Make the Beatitudes something that are seen and felt and understood and comprehended by the simplest. We have an obligation to preach with our lives. Yes, the end of the world is near. What could that mean? I don't know. But the older I get, the nearer it seems to be. And that shouldn't instill us with fear and trepidation. Unless we've lived a life of fear, unless we've lived a life of hate, unless we have allowed any form of hatred to govern and guide our lives and what we choose to do, then most certainly we have begun hell on this earth. If we make hell for anybody else, we have chosen hell for ourselves. I don't care what your belief system may be. If you create hell here, that is what you have chosen for all eternity. But if you seek to bring Christ's life and his love to each and every person you meet, no matter who they are, no matter how rotten they might be, no matter how difficult they might be, or angry they might seem, to be the one who absorbs the hate, to be the one who absorbs the jealousy or the anger. That is the message of Christ. That is what he did. And what did he bring? Look at the history. How many thousands upon thousands of persons who have lived and died, who have offered their lives as a sacrifice of that love. And what do they have? What did they bring? They brought peace to so many. They brought forgiveness. They brought an understanding of what it means to be forgiven because they had been forgiven, because they recognized the great gift that they had received. Bring on the end of the world, that's what I say. Bring it on. Let's live it now. And don't be afraid of it, because that's the way we've got to live. Don't be afraid of tomorrow. If you live the law of love today, then nothing can frighten us. Nothing can fill us with terror or fear or trepidation. We will live lives that are in peace, and we will be peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who suffer. Blessed are those who are hungry. Blessed are those who weep. Because it is by embracing these things and filling them with love, turning them into the good, that we hasten upon this earth the kingdom of heaven.